Hello and welcome to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt, I'm your host, and we chat to rock and metal bands from around the world. How are you doing? How are you living? I hope you're doing well. Whatever you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you for checking out the show. This time around, I'm sat down with Simon and Stevie of the band Regional One. This is actually the third time this band has been on the podcast. They come back for the match ball, they come back for the hat trick, and this episode is an hour of unbridled absolute chaos. We talk pretty much very little about music, to be honest with you, and we just have a really, really cool discussion about DMT. We have a discussion about AI. We have a discussion about viral TikTok memes and things like that. It's just a really good, fun podcast where we just chat as three like kind of music fans, people are in bands and people who interview bands. We just have a chat about kind of the fun stuff, really. And this is kind of a perfect example of what Off the Record is trying to be. Obviously, Off the Record is myself and Rebecca, where we just chat about life, about music and things like that. So, and that goes out on the main feed along with all the other podcasts that we've released. And I'm just looking at my lovely wife-to-be now, that we're going to record one soon. She's giving me the nod. She's nodding at me. We're going to record one soon. So look out for that one. And again, I'm recording this intro podcast in October. This isn't coming out till like mid-November. So yeah, you probably got a couple in the bank already to listen to. As I say, this conversation was a fucking riot. Massive, massive props to Stevie and Simon for coming on and just chatting absolute fucking shit with me for basically an hour. And it's a really, really cool thing because it's something I want to get back to, just having really cool chats with mates, basically. And I do consider this band and these people my friends. So this was super lovely to do. If you would like to help support the show financially, you can by going to patreon.com/nevermindpolypodcast. And if you would like to just share our stuff on social media, you can. It's Nevermind Polly Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. Apart from that, do we need to plug anything else, Rebecca? Is there anything else you want to say? Rebecca says she thinks she's coming down with cold. Hopefully by the time this goes out, the cold will have been recovered. In any case, listen to Regional One. They have a brand new EP out. Well, it's a couple of months old and things. But yeah, they got an EP out called Hero. It's very, very good. And yeah, they're actually doing some tours and stuff into 2023, 2024. So check them out. Yeah, just great conversation, this one. So I'm going to let you listen to it now. See you in a bit. There we go. Nice. Okay, that's how we're starting the podcast. Right, first and foremost, welcome to the Nevermind Polly podcast. If you are not watching this on YouTube, get yourself to YouTube and watch this, because this is going to make no sense for the audio listeners. But I am...
It doesn't make any sense to them either, don't worry.
Yeah, absolutely, that's true. I am absolutely thrilled to announce that I have got the band Regional One. I've got Simon, I've got Stevie for the third time on the podcast. Coming on for your hat trick, gents. And There we go. I don't know how loud that was for you guys. It wasn't too loud for me.
That
so hopefully,
right. Oh, it was perfect. The subtitles had no idea.
Ideally,
what to make of that.
Ideally, I'd want that like definitely loud, but we can work on that.
Yeah, we can definitely work on that. How's things? It's been a while since we got to do this on the podcast. I went on your Facebook live stream a while back. And we hung out of downloading things, and how's everything been just generally? Is it all right?
Yeah, dude. I'm very good, man. We've been busy, but yeah, it's been like a good busy.
It's getting busier as well.
November's gonna be busy.
You're gonna be cooking up some good stuff. Tell us all about the good stuff.
Yeah, man. We got a new EP out. So we recorded four tracks earlier this year with Ramesh Stonangoda up in Wales.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Ramesh Ranganathan, which I was like, you did not tell me that.
That would be confusing. Well,
yeah, that would be very confusing.
So yeah, we recorded this new show, Takeshi's Castle. That was really cool.
Unprepared. Here he is.
Stevie is the professional in this band. There we go.
Mine's actually in a box in the loft currently.
Well, yours actually...
Everything's in the loft at the moment. on it.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you're actually in space, mate. So don't lie. Come on. Like,
where is that? it's in his overhead locker.
Yeah.
My overhead locker. Yes, the sun.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so the EP is out called Hero. It's fucking great. Not gonna lick your bums too much, but it is very, very good, gentlemen. Yeah, so
I washed it, everything.
Oh, amazing stuff. How has the reaction been? How is all that stuff? How is band life in general right now?
Yeah, man, fantastic. Yeah. So far so good on the EP. It's been really popular among our fans. Yeah, but it's brought in a lot of new people as well. We've had some good industry feedback, which is always great. It's opened up some opportunities for us, which is also great. So, hopefully we can ride this one out for a bit until we release the next project.
Lovely job. And that's always the thing, right? Because I've spoken this about to a few different people on the podcast, the old content train. When's it leaving the station for you guys? What's on the horizon? Because that's all anyone wants to do is they go, right, we've just released an EP. Cool, what's next? And I'm like, fucking hell, give me a minute. I've just got to consume this thing, you know? Like, so, how do you find all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be making stuff, and it's the,
we're always making stuff, like,
I so can't take you, Stevie. I can't take you seriously with those glasses. They're so good.
Yeah. Let's whip these glasses off. Let's show our true identities. I've forgotten how I did it. Oh, no.
They're all forever now, right?
Amazing. There we go.
What's this?
So I was just going through an array of filters for you.
I've messed it all up.
Yay, sleepy boy.
There it is. Hello.
There we go. Hello.
But no, content-wise... We're always making stuff, and whether it's on the way to the next big thing like EP, album, whatever, what have you, like in between, we're always making stuff to fill in the gaps. Like, I know for the run up for this EP especially, we did a lot of, like, we've been playing a few of these songs that have been on this EP that only just now got released for a long time, like for a year or so. We do test audiences, so we're always trying out new songs at gigs. We're always putting out micro content, like stories, and putting out like funny
little
videos,
teasers.
Yeah, little teasers. I don't know if you ever saw our chef's video.
I did, but, see this. Yeah. It was very good. The one that got me was the Who's the Drummer, because I still don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know. And it was kind of one of those brilliant things. I was like, I know it's definitely not Simon. That's the only person I can rule out of this. It's definitely not Simon.
We nailed that one.
That was so sick.
Not telling anyone the answer. You have to watch the video and work it out.
And also like, comment, subscribe, all of those things that help the algorithm.
Yeah.
I know how it goes.
Very nice.
Send it to your friends. Send it to your nan.
Yeah, she'll absolutely
love it. And your nan's friend, if she's still around.
Absolutely. I mean, that was dark already. I love that.
Straight in space. Everything's dark.
Can't touch him, mate. He's up there.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you had some cool music videos for Hero as well, of the songs. How do you find that kind of aspect of doing it? Because writing the music is one thing, being a video type of photography, the kind of thing, is a whole different thing. Like, I done YouTube before I did this, and I couldn't ever fucking dream of going back to YouTube, because that's a fucking whole different beast.
Hey, you know what? You've asked the two right guys in the band, because when we write our songs, both me and Stevie are thinking about music videos quite a lot as we're writing. So we already quite, well, in most cases, we have roughly what we want for the music video in mind. Yeah. It's a very visual process when we write, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So we did the Ministry music video. We've had that idea for quite a long time. The sort of newspapers thing, very sort of Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban style newspaper rollovers. That all fits in with this kind of universe that we're building out of our more visual content. So all the songs have a theme, and the themes often tie together. So Hero is kind of part two to what we're dubbing kind of a three-part trilogy of releases. So Sold was part one, and you've got that Sold music video, the Bedlam music video. These characters will actually come back into play as well, hopefully for our next project. But in Hero, there's subtle nods to Bedlam, for example, in the music video, if you watch up close. But yeah, there's consistency with the characters, and we are trying to write a bit of a story around what we do as well. I think the music video process itself, creating them, I love it. I think it's so much fun. That's when we really work out how we're going to do it live a lot of the time as well, in terms of the performance aspect, because we get like a rough idea while we're playing the song over and over what we're going to do live if we can, where the drama should be. I love it. I think it's so much fun.
That's the thing. I need to come down and see you guys, but Bournemouth is fucking far and petrol is expensive. So when you guys come up anywhere, like even remotely East Anglia, we will get to this, and I'm gonna get so fucking hammered because I wasn't allowed to get drunk at Download. I just didn't really get too hammered at Download, but some of the conversation, Simon, cannot be heard again. Like very funny.
We went savage. Yeah,
it was. I just remember. Actually, it's quite funny because as recently as yesterday, I was speaking to Liam from Cancerbats on the podcast. And I remember us discussing vividly about the fact that we weren't going to see Cancerbats, and we just didn't. Like, we... the entire time, Cam was like, oh, yeah, we should go into Cancer. Yeah, we should do that. What time are they on? Like, they finished 10 minutes ago. Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck's sake.
So, East Anglia, by the way. Are you up near Norwich at all?
Yeah, I'm up that way. That's my kind of centralised location I always give to people.
We'll see you at the end of March.
Really? Ooh, hang on, I've got that. late delay, sorry, I forgot to turn the thing up. But that's awesome. Wait, is this confirmed? Is this like news, or is this like what's the deal with this?
It is confirmed. I'm just gonna find out what the name of the show was. So we've been brought onto a festival lineup.
Ooh.
I believe it was Norwich. I'm not making that up, am I, Stevie?
I don't think so. I remember Norwich.
Yeah, it rings a bell, right?
A little bit. You remember the month and everything. That's what I was impressed about.
It's a fine city, numbers. Norwich. They got it written on a sign and everything.
But what is it twinned with? That's what I need to know.
I don't know. Norwich. Yeah. Oh, that's the fucking... I love that so much. Americans. Norwich. No, that's not how you say it. Sorry, lads.
Norwich.
No, that's good. I like that. Norwich. I'm just having a look on your Facebook to see if I can find the thing. Maybe I've missed it.
I don't know. If it's that far in advance, it won't be an event.
Oh, it's up there. Don't know if it's on our events list or not.
Yeah, it won't be on ours. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see for sure. Whereabouts is it? Find is it B2 or Voodoo Daddy Rooms?
Do you know? I have no idea what you just told me there.
Fair enough.
I'll find it.
If it's at Voodoo's, they do fucking great pizzas. So that's always a win.
Ooh,
we love pizzas.
Second point.
That's a very good point.
I'm all aboard on pizzas at all times.
I got a question about pizza. I got a question about pizza. So
do it.
Hit me with a pizza question.
Yes, I like pineapple.
Hang on. This is the first time I'm going to use this button, but...
I like a little sweet on my savory.
It's not. But you know what? Pizza's one of those things you can't overcomplicate it. For me, at least, it's got to be like a really good margarita, right? And then just pepperoni, maybe some hot beef.
Chinese on there.
Yeah.
Get that bad boy. Mix it up.
Did you say a margarita?
Yeah. And like,
by definition, you're not describing a margarita.
I mean, but
you mean the cocktail.
Well, I have that as well. Yeah, just tip that on there. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I'm all in.
Have you found this announcement thing yet for Norwich? I'm just intrigued.
The Brickmakers, Norwich.
Ah, do you know what date it is?
Rockstock Festival.
Rockstock.
Hold on, it's not March. I made that up.
Okay.
What is it?
Sunday, 5th of May.
May.
Amazing.
May.
So, yes.
Rockstock Festival. I'll shoot you a link.
Rocks Off Festival. This is riveting for anyone listening on audio, but it's fine. Rocks Off Festival.
Yeah, I want to see you guys there.
This is live podcasting for you right now. There we go. Rocks
How are we off. Doing, bro?
Rocks
it's
Off.
It's R-O-X-O-F-F.
Rocks Off Norwich.
And our tickets are selling fast, so you better get in there real quick, huh?
Nice. It's selling real fast. Oh, that's amazing. So I will definitely be finally catching a show and possibly having Bevrianios, depending on how. What day is it? Did you say it was a Sunday?
That's a Sunday, that one, yeah. We might try and book some more shows in the area anyway, because that'd be cool. Yeah. We're heading up that way. We should maybe look at, I don't know, Cambridge or
Ipswich. Ipswich is good.
We're trying to make a habit of it.
It's not too far away.
If we go up for a show that's further away, like it's book a few in that area for the whole weekend and just stay up there the whole weekend.
Absolutely. Fine, absolutely. Ah, lovely job. So I finally get to see the band, because I've seen your lovely faces in person, but I've not actually seen the band play yet. You might be fucking terrible live. Just gonna throw it off.
Glad you fooled this.
Awfully good.
Awfully nice. Saved it. Pulled it back.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So as I said before we start recording, I've done no fucking notes to this podcast. So this is this is exactly what I wanted it to be. Just this kind of free and ebb and flow.
I thought we already started.
Yeah, man. It's all good. So I wanted to ask, how was your summer? How was the festival season for you? How was all that good stuff? Because I done Trees, and I done Outbreak, and I done Download, which are all really, really good. How was your festival? Man. How was your festival experiences?
You know, I went short this year. We played a few smaller festivals, which was really cool. But Download was my big one this year. Really enjoyed that. The new layout was fantastic. I think getting in the door was so easy.
It was so good.
We pulled up, we were set up within half hour of arriving, probably about that.
You know what? I don't often like to gloat, but sometimes I do. I got there at stupid o'clock in the morning and I was set up by 8, and it was just the fucking most blissful thing. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people had it bad and I totally feel sorry for those people, but...
Also, you were one of them.
The early bird catches the worm and all that. So,
we were early risers for that one, man. It's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. Just get there nice and early.
Down there, you get up there at like, we end up doing like a car convoy at what, like 2 a.m.
Nice.
The old Tesco, mate.
The old Tesco.
The only way to go, man. It's the only way. We just, lots of Haribos and a few drinks.
Absolutely. You know what is an absolute revelation in the festival game, though? A massive, great, big superstore like Co-op. I mean, Co-op is fucking expensive for what it is. I mean, I'd much prefer an Aldi or Lidl, but...
Right. Like, conspiracy, but I think I might have been involved in getting that sorted out completely by accident.
Hit me. We spoke about conspiracy things, so hit me with your conspiracy about how you started this.
Okay. Back in 2013, I had a job at Co-op in Guildford for a few months.
Shout out, Guildford.
I was at university. Yeah, big shout out ACM and Guildford and the fam. And I quit Co-op. After 2 months, because I just couldn't hack the driving up and down all the time, and there was too much going on anyway. But while I was there, they had this thing going on they called True North, which was them trying to sort their shit out, basically. Right. And this older lady came in. She was like, "You guys got any ideas?" I was like, "I've actually got 3 pages of ideas written down.
Amazing.
For a festival I want to start called Co-Rock Festival." I was like, I was wired on this idea. I was very drunk when I came up with it. And I was like, yeah, because Co-op could like supply meal deals, man. And so many meal deals will sell at this festival. I love your chicken salad sandwiches. And she was like, but so I started talking to them about like putting on a UK radio of their own and getting like local bands on the radio in their stores, which I think came about. Again, this probably came out from loads of different people, but I'm taking all the credit.
Absolutely. Always the way.
Damn right. But yeah, this idea of the Co-Rock Festival, I was talking about like Download Festival as a comparison, how like big festivals need some kind of catering that's sort of UK based, because Co-op were quite on about British farming and local farms a lot at that point in time. And we were talking about this for quite a bit, and I gave her some sort of notes to take away, and never heard from her again, because I literally quit like a week after I got drunk in London. I didn't want to go.
So on that premise, can we get either one of you or another member of the band into Greg's and start that same conversation?
I'm in.
Because that would be the fucking dream. Like
Cornish Bakehouse.
You know what? Because I've got this handheld. So for audio listeners, I've not got my Rodecaster, because this is just kind of off the cuff talking with my mates. So I've gone for this thing, and I've just wanted to make a sexual reference with it, and I just can't help myself. I'm sorry. What can I say? It's one of those. It's a Thursday.
Up Greg's is a perfect time to do it.
Absolutely. Because I would suck a man off to get a Greg's at Download. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, I do hope you clip that.
On the fifth day? Yeah. How many days in are you willing to go?
Do you like Stilton?
Oh, gross. I
It goes well with the Greg's, dude. It goes well.
So I think, so this isn't my quote, my friend, I'm actually, no, I'm not gonna dig her out. I thought I might dig her out. She said to me that after the third day, if you're still having sex at a festival, it is dirty. Her words, you know, well, I kind of agree with that. If you're having sex on the second day, it's probably not great because
it's going to start getting meaty, isn't it?
Just a meat fest. Big old meat fest going on.
The tent starts smelling like some kind of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some kind of something.
Unconfirmed which.
But you could just be having, you know, like a charcuterie spread, you know? That's what could be happening.
It could be. Oh, and people good, will probably it? Think that.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Just like
I want people to think that from a 3 meter radius.
God, he's really spreading that meat on, isn't he? Wow. Really?
I'm mad on the Billy Bear ham, this fucking boy. He's gone mad.
Whatever happened to Billy Bear ham? That's the real question.
Dude, what happened?
Is this still about
Bear ham? It is.
Oh, I didn't know I knew that. Do you know what I mean?
That's
a memory you've unlocked there.
Tuck that out of your brain.
You've unlocked a core memory for me there. Oh, that goes with cheese strings.
Cheese strings.
A grown adult handed me a cheese string the other day and I had no idea what to do with that information. I mean, obviously I ate it and it sucked, by the way. Cheese strings as an adult suck. Right.
This is my other argument that I have with Aaron all the time. He's like, yeah, Dunkables are really good. They're not, they're shit.
They are shit. So I will just say as well, do you guys ever have any kind of weird like eating habits, right? Because I'm looking at Rebecca, I'm sorry, I'm gonna dig you out, dear, real bad. She's listening to this, so it's fine. But she has crumpets and then dairy spread. Is that like that to me? That's like,
weird, but I feel like I could get on board with it. Yeah, I could give it a go. Got Marmite issues.
Yeah, Marmite issues. They're not issues, dude. It's Marmite solution.
Issues.
I fucking put Marmite on everything. I could have Marmite.
That sounded very 1939. That did just then. I've got the Marmite issue. I'm gonna take out all Marmites everywhere.
This guy used to get Rustler burgers. I'd see him up the night out, crash on his sofa, and the thing that would wake me up in the morning was the smell of a smouldering Marmite covered Rustler's burger. It was disgusting, dude.
I respect it, but also you're fucking wrong.
I can't want one now. Let's get one on the go.
Oh man,
no, I haven't had one. I don't even own a microwave. I don't have one anymore, so I can't.
What's that behind you then?
You can tell which one's the singer of the band. He's looked at fucking a headstock. Is that a microwave? Oh, that's what that does.
One might be. It's definitely made in the same factory. I know that.
Yeah, for sure. It heats up. Like, you could probably cook a burger on it.
I reckon you could cook a burger on that comfortably.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. So that's the thing as well. Do you guys, because I've not seen you guys live before, right? So I want to know, is there any hijinks on stage? Is there any of that going on? Because I've seen you guys when you've had a few, and hijinks of plenty. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I'm making you sound like the most like Motley Crue band, but yeah, hijinks of plenty.
You know what? Like, surprisingly, and it is bloody surprising considering what we're like off stage. Most of the time, we get on stage and it's full. We're in it, like playing the music. We're in it for the. That's what we do. Like,
that moment is everything. Yeah.
Like, it's all of that is sort of put to one side where we just play music for an hour and then we come off stage and they're complete degenerates.
Yeah.
But while we're on stage.
But we're fun degenerates. Just want to clarify.
Definitely fun degenerates. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a little bit. I mean, if it's someone's birthday, then obviously get the full shout out experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Counts.
As much as Aaron doesn't want it.
Yeah. He sits in the back, hides. Yeah. How dare he?
Yeah, man. And Dan. Oh, we got Dan with it as well. That's fun. Poor guy.
So when I come down to the Norwich gig, I want a full shout out experience. I don't know what that is, by the way. But I want it. Like, I just want that now. Like,
okay. Now we're gonna create something that has not happened before.
Yeah,
you
amazing.
Won't know hasn't happened before potentially.
Yeah, nice.
But you'll think that's the full shout out experience.
Okay,
and you'll go away thinking we do this at every show.
Amazing.
And I'm gonna make it something that you shouldn't do any show. I reckon.
is it gonna get you cancelled? That's the question. Because
all publicity is good publicity. I don't know, man.
I think we do stuff, but we're not really we're not doing anything nasty. We're all
fine. For sure. That is
for fun and games.
You know what? Yeah. When I started this thing, right? So during 2020, I started doing Twitch, right? Which I know you guys kind of dabble with the Twitch and the live stream, right? Stuff. I get so stressed because I just say them like I'm a really normal functioning human being. My brain is so intrusive, and it will just something will ping in my head, and I'm like, just say that, and I'm like, why on earth would you like?
We'll just say that.
Do you know what? Most especially when you play video games, I don't know about you, man. I mean, Modern Warfare 2 lobbies, if they ever release that shit.
Yeah, we won't get anywhere. And in an instant.
Oh my god.
you know what? I miss those days though. I do miss being called an F bomb some 12-year-old because I've killed. I mean, I was terrible at Call of Duty, but those are the days. The good old days.
Yeah, man. I miss it. It was the Wild West of the internet back then, I think, because it was like there weren't really rules yet. You couldn't
For sure.
Yeah, people weren't getting banned for things so much, you know. Remember Facebook before they added algorithms and rules? It was just random like... it was pretty wild. It was pretty bad.
There was a lot of things said on that platform.
There was a lot of wild things going on. I was never one to post, but I was always one to just clock who was posting and
what
was going on there.
I've just noticed on my camera the cat's just decided to plonk his ass in his cat tree, which is good.
He's
not being a little prick like normal, so that's good. That's the thing with kind of the algorithm and stuff. Like, I get some mad shit come up on my Facebook, like stuff that's not even related to me, but yet somehow I know that I will like. I know it's weird.
No. It knows us better than we know ourselves now. You know,
sure it does.
So
what happens when they introduce OpenAI to Facebook? That's like.
You know what? I don't know if you guys have seen the yearbook thing on that people are doing, which I've
not. That's still yours, man.
It's so good. It's so good.
Like Elvis, man.
You know what though? I'm now I've done it, and I'm now gone. What are they going to use those 12 photos for? And I'm like, not to go down the AI. Well, we can do this on the AI route if you want, but like, it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, all this data is now.
You'll find out one day.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah, it would be too late.
Have you guys seen the newest episode of Black Mirror with
Netflix one?
Yeah.
The episode where it is essentially Netflix.
Yes.
And I have seen that.
My name is Joe or something. Joe.
Yeah.
That's good, Joe is awful. That's the one.
That's the one. That was some terrifying shit. Like I've seen some like real scary horror films, but nothing is as scary as that ideology that might happen to us. It's like shit. Man.
I mean, I think we're more likely to head towards a model where you can essentially create your own entertainment pretty well instantaneously. You'll be able to. I mean. I like this kind of idea. People have been coming up that we're going to freeze in time, essentially, that all music's going to basically be the music that's produced now, and the films are going to be the same, and the actors are going to be the same, because we're taking the likeness. And they're going to be able to just say, okay, what I really want is a Western film starring Kylie Minogue and the Spice Girls.
I want that.
And I'd like it right now, and I want it an hour and a half long, and I want to be the star. And it'll be able to do that, man. I want Wild Wild West, where the Spice Girls are the legs of the giant spider.
And also, just because I want to crowbar this joke in, I want the Backstreet Boys involved, so I can go, I want it that way. That was my terrible part in the joke. I wanted to just shoehorn
him
there.
Back, all right.
Yeah. I don't know why that was so weirdly aggressively sexual. Okay. Like, they will be back with a vengeance. Like,
they will be. Oh, you haven't got a goddamn choice. You know what I mean? It's coming.
Hell yeah, man.
So my kind of question leading on for AI and things is, are you guys worried at all for the kind of the future of music, the future of bands and things? Because... like, there is some real... I mean, don't get me wrong. I know AI is not advanced as yet. The things are going to be replaceable. It's kind of... There is, like... I've seen, like, videos and stuff. People made, like, Kanye songs, like, from AI. Just, like, snippets of his voice and things like that. And it's like, this is getting a bit fucking touch and go. Weird, man.
There's definitely some interesting points for the whole argument to be had. The main one that gets me is... people were worried about this when cameras became a thing, right? Like artists and painters were worrying about this, and they were like, oh, I paint stuff. And it's to me, it's just going to become a different form of art. Like, I can't see personalized expression going away and being replaced that easily. Like, AI is good for a lot of things. It's good for a lot of specific things. But I feel like as a species, we're very good at picking up on subtle nuances that you could tell is created by a person and not an AI. And yeah, I obviously get what you mean, like down the road.
For now.
That's going to become, you know,
I love that.
So in 5 years, you won't have a clue, dude. you won't have a clue.
Do you think, though? Because even like with.
No, unless you get a brain chip and you can scan it, dude. I don't know.
Scan it with my head.
I don't know. I think the thing with the AI, the whole. I mean, we're actually writing some concepts for our upcoming album about this, and it will be one of the focuses of the album as well. Follows on from. Because we've been working on this whole concept for a little while, and it all leads to AI, actually. And
I've got a ragdoll. Sorry, Stevie. I've just literally. I'm just like. Okay, Rebecca's getting involved. Come see the ragdoll.
Yes, come see him.
Come see the ragdoll. Do you want to meet our ragdoll? Sorry to cut you off, Simon. This is
yeah.
Riveting, we'll riveting content.
If you want.
Okay.
I'm going to get puppies. He's not left out.
Oh, he's like a twin. He's like the same. He's like exactly the same. What the hell?
This is Blue, do you want to be on the podcast?
Exactly
do you want to say anything to the podcast, Blue?
Oh, my God. He's lovely.
Hey, hello.
It's ASMR for my cat. Oh my God, Simon, that is the cutest fucking dog I've ever seen. This is literally the cat podcast and the dog podcast.
The unintentional pet segment.
Man, pet segment is the best segment.
Okay. Well,
anyway, back to how the world's going to end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good boy, you stay there then. Yeah, no, I think the AI stuff's really interesting because I think it surprised a lot of people in the fact that it's kind of been able to create in a way. So a lot of previous technologies have come through and they've obviously taken kind of like manual jobs. So you think mining is now done by drill mining, huge pieces of equipment, not just a pickaxe. But they're using AI more and more now to create art. Like you can create a CD sleeve out with AI real quick and just make the edits to it.
I was going to say, just real quick on the back of that. So all of my Facebook posts and the Instagram posts have pretty much been AI generated. So I've gone, because I'm really basically fucking terrible at like writing things down, right? Well, when I say, so I'm like, so I put rewrite this and then write all the information I want to write, click send, and then it all like come up with like, and I'm like, cool, now write this in a less formal manner or a more formal or more engaging manner. And then it just does it. And I'm like,
infliction.
It literally just makes my life so much fucking easier. So I'm I'm kind of for it, but also I think we should always be a little bit trepidatious of these things.
I'm kind of the same as you. Like, it's definitely a useful tool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, down the line, it's going
to
get a bit scary.
I like to stay on the cutting edge of this. I listened to a podcast recently with the guy who founded OpenAI, and he's pretty, I mean, cautious, but quite optimistic about it, that it will be a tool more than anything. It will be, you know, a way that we can improve our lives. But I do think it kind of leads to the inevitability that we're going to have to somehow, merge with this technology, or we're going to be left behind by it.
I love that the dog is completely fucking with your green screen. That's so good. So look, you just keep popping in and out. It's great.
What are you doing?
He's entirely gone now.
Yeah, he's actually. This is the AI taking over.
Censorship. He knows it can't compete with dog, so he's taking it out.
Go on then, mate.
I love that. So
One of the interesting things. Sorry, while we're on.
Yeah,
AI,
you're gone.
I worked out. So my other. Well, the other thing I do, I went to uni to do games design and programming. I worked out, you can do that through OpenAI now. Like,
oh, really?
You can
amazing.
Give it like a programming language.
Yeah.
So say if you're doing something in like Unity, you give it a programming language and you give it a problem to solve and it'll spit out a script that does it. That's mad to me.
Nice.
Like nothing stupid complicated. You can't be like, oh, write me an architecture for an index of specific coordinates and it won't be able to do that. But like for example, if you gave it like a static object and give me a player script that allow me to move that and display it on a monitor, it'd be able to do that. Like,
yeah, it is good. It is good. So
I think just further to that, the thing that's going to make AI actually kind of formidable, I think, because right now obviously it's still a bit meh. It's good, like it's further than we've ever been, but the quantum engines that are being developed at the moment, quantum computing, if that were to become a mainstay, like a household object, then you're talking insanity. Because from my understanding, I think it was Michio Kaku talks about this, the AI is just, it can't think for itself, essentially. It's not problem solving. It's just essentially really quick at going through information and feeding out what it believes to be the closest answer. Whereas the problem-solving devices that we'll have from quantum computing will change that entirely. If you're going to blend the two, then you'll have something that can essentially think, not necessarily in the way we consider thinking, but certainly it'll have the capacity for it. It'll have a lot more processing power for one. It's going to it's in qubits or something like that. So it's not just going to be double the amount. It's going to be like, it's a multiple of the amount of processing power we currently have. So
I think the important thing to remember is the context, isn't it? It's like you have to feed the AI the information. The AI information then goes through all the possible like things and then spits it back out at you.
Have to specify it. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you, like you say, with the quantum thing, it's like, cool, it'll be able to do that, but you still need that kind of extra input and that extra context to make that they're not going to rise up. I don't think yet.
Quantum engines will improve that significantly. They'll be able to provide more problem solving aspects to the technology rather than it just being a question based. They'll be able to ask the questions, I believe. So
absolutely,
so, that's concerning.
Absolutely.
Cool way. I mean, if the wrong people develop it, we're in trouble because with a quantum engine, you can absolutely crack the banking system almost in a day.
And I mean, now I'm literally going to feel like I'm going to dive. So I have
a fun rabbit hole.
You know what? I work with a guy. So I work in a kitchen. I work in a pub, right? But the guy in the kitchen, a guy called Chris, lovely guy, complete conspiracy nut, right? And he talks about this all the fuck. Like, and I just like, I feel like I'm diving down that rabbit hole. So real bad. What I do want to do is, so this podcast is going out as a main podcast show. But in the last few days, as we record this, I've introduced Off the Record, right? Which is essentially what this kind of is. Cool. It's just us having just a conversation, right? And it can kind of go kind of anywhere, right? And it's kind of born from the fact that I saw a shitty review and it really wound me up, basically. And so before I'd done all the interviews and stuff, we had obviously two co-hosts and we were just chatting about things, right? So I originally pitched this idea to Simon originally, right? So what I'd like to do, I'm going to give you guys a couple of minutes to think about it, right? Is, are you familiar with the game show Room 101?
Yeah.
Right. Very okay. Yeah. So I am Mike Skinner in this scenario, right? And you two are my two contestants. So I'd like you to think of something that you'd like to put into Room 101 and then argue the case for it between the two of you.
Oh, how does this work? Right.
For example, I could go, right, I want to put people who walk really slowly on the pavement sidewalk, if you're American, into Room 101 because they're fucking annoying. Like, it can be really mundane. It can be really kind of like, terrible. Yeah, it could be like really bit. And basically, I decide between the two of you which thing goes in. You have to compete against each other.
Cosmic Serpent.
What the fuck is that? I love that you've just gone super rogue straight away.
I had a rabbit hole today.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did have a rabbit hole.
Did you watch it, Stevie?
Yes, I did. I watched it. I had it on and I was doing other things, but every now and again I like checked
it.
What
if that's real? Why are the comments so okay?
Massive, yeah.
Matt, I'm going to send you a link after this podcast.
Into the rabbit hole.
Okay,
this is
amazing.
Wild. I've actually saved this on my bookmarks bar right now. It's the comments that got me, Stevie. Every comment down there. Right, so the Cosmic Serpent.
Okay, go on, hit me.
I haven't done this myself, but it's been reported by. I was watching a comedian today called Paul Smith. He's pretty funny, Scouser chap. And he was talking about, DMT.
He's the guy on TikTok, isn't he? He calls people out in the crowd and like rips them apart.
Yeah, I think he does that. I don't know TikTok, but
I know the guy. He's like really, really funny guy. Yeah, I know the guy.
Right, I'm going to shoot this link straight up on Messenger right now for afterwards because it's about 25 minute long video.
Right.
Talks about when he did DMT and the experiences he had and the tattoos that he's got because of it. And he's got a few.
Yeah,
where he experienced these entities that he was speaking to while he was on DMT.
I've never done DMT, but if I could do a drug, that would be the one I'd choose. Don't do drugs, kids. But that's
deep. reading comments.
Well, they are using there are experiments. I think it's Cambridge or Oxford are doing experiments with DMT to try and make it a perpetual thing so that people can use it for therapy. So
for sure.
Quite high level hallucinogenics are being brought into therapy in the US. I know they're using psilocybin mushrooms to help veterans get over PTSD, things like that.
That's a good thing.
If you can alter brains to that level, that's unnerving.
Absolutely.
Kind of cool.
Also, maybe it's.
I just want to see. I want to see the third dimension, whatever that is. I want to see see.
Watch this video. you need to watch it.
Oh, right, God. Yeah, because he talks about essentially this giant snake that he met.
And right.
It was, and he was in space, and he was in the cosmos, and this giant snake came up to him, and it basically offered him a ride around the universe, and was like really friendly and stuff. And he also met this blue woman who he was feeling really anxious, and she took him into her womb.
Right.
And then rebirthed him without his anxiety. And he claims he's not had any anxiety since.
Amazing.
And then I start reading the comments.
The comments again. The comments. Dude. I just had a quick scroll through. Very
good.
Oh
my God. Okay. So this is such an accurate trip report. There's loads of people saying how accurate it is. And then they talk about blasting off. That's interesting. Groups of beings that, by the way, in this test that I mentioned, Oxford Cambridge one, they're reporting entities, and they're all reporting the same entities.
Yeah.
What's going on there, dude? I love this as like a thought experiment, like, because I will never know. I have no idea. Yeah, I do not claim to have any intelligence on this, but what a cool thing to think, you know?
Oh, like, God, yeah.
But yeah, so you go down the comments.
I'm just trying to find the link. It says it sent it to me, but Facebook's being a right pain in the ass. So, sorry, carry on. I'm just going to try and reload it. It's fine.
So there's a lot of people claiming they've actually had experiences with these exact same entities. And like the blue lady is a common one, and the black snake. And he says during it, look this up, because after he experienced it, his friend talked about the same thing they call it, and he was like, oh yeah, I speak to him all the time, it's the cosmic serpent. I was like, what the hell are they on about? look up the cosmic serpent, guys. There's a whole rabbit hole there, but people who take DMT and heavy hallucinogenics claim that they meet this cosmic serpent, and they believe it may be the origin of how we discovered DNA.
I'm just fully reading the comments. This is fucking mad.
It's pretty nuts.
You know what? If DMT was like a theatre production, some of these fucking comments would be like five star from The Guardian, and they said this.
exactly that.
Here we go. Here's a good one. I was really surprised when he took off his shirt and I saw the blue lady on his tummy, because he had it tattooed on himself because it was meaningful to him this trip.
Yeah.
And he said, I had a message from her on my last trip telling me to stop taking DMT. She was getting really annoyed at people abusing it. And she told me to stop looking for answers to life and can you continue doing what I'm doing. Haven't touched DMT since, but always remember the feeling she gave me. It's like, that's one. They keep going down. There's so many where they talk about having met this blue lady when they felt anxious and stuff. Like,
so I've got one here that just says, DMT saved my life. I used to take it once a week. I had really bad anxiety and thoughts of suicide daily. Did DMT once and it changed my life. I mean, by the sounds of that comment, I need some fucking DMT in my life. Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, I'm not advocating for DMT.
No. Yeah. Like, DMT sponsor of the podcast.
Here we go. Here's another guy. He says a completely separate comment. Accurate trip report, amazingly well put. I'm not one to normally comment on YouTube videos, but I needed to come say how my mind exploded when he mentioned the blue lady. I've done DMT a few times, and one of my most memorable trips was when I met a blue lady who carried me and asked me why I was depressed. She then said I had no reason to be depressed, so she took my depression out of me and out in a black container and locked it in a room. Then she lifted me and we danced with some other spirits for a while before I returned back to my body, and I haven't felt any suicidal thoughts and depression since.
You know what? I pour pints for a fucking living. I'm in the wrong job, mate. I need to just fucking shift DMT to people.
I'm going to be a bloody shaman. That's the one. Because from my understanding, like the druids used to take similar things. The English druids, for example.
Yeah, for sure.
I found out what druid means the other day. I thought it was really interesting. It literally means someone who can, or speaker with oak. So someone who can communicate with the trees, essentially.
I mean, if they can, they can figure out who cut the tree down at Hadrian's Wall. So
That'd be a big play.
Yeah, that'd be a big play. Why would someone do that anyway? It's a fucking tree, for Christ's sake. Well, people are weird.
There's a whole Reddit dedicated to the blue healing lady boys.
Simon's just completely lost the point.
Six hours now, you've lost him.
I love that.
What the hell? Anyway, yeah. So Room 101. So I don't know if that one is worth bringing in.
Yeah, no, I...
That might be too big for us.
Back to that, boys.
What if Room 101 is where they locked that guy's depression? I don't want to get in there.
No, yeah. That...
Look in there. It's in there for sure. And you're going to need a keeper for all these things. What if she's just a blue lady?
She is the keeper of things.
Room 101, yeah. The keeper of things.
So do you have an answer to put in and you can fight Stevie for?
I don't know. How am I going to fight with that? What do you mean?
No. So like, okay, so he's not having the blue serpent.
He's not having it.
No, because like, that's the way. We're here for like over fucking 3 hours talking about the blue serpent and gone down a rabbit hole.
I don't think a lifetime's long enough to understand what the hell I was just on about.
If the four people who normally listen to this podcast are still listening, shout out to you guys. Like,
guys, you went down a rabbit hole this evening.
The only reason they're not listening is because they've got several tabs open.
Man, that one, because like, these studies are finding these exact things, and yeah, this is controlled study, right? Oxford and Cambridge, dude.
Imagine that. It's like you walk into a confined room in Oxford and Cambridge, and there's just four seasoned professors just there, like.
So I'm merely intrigued. Sorry. This is for educational purpose, everybody. But how would one take DMT? That's the question. Is it?
Where would one acquire
DMT from?
I have no idea. But if you listen to Paul Smith, he explains it very well. Yeah.
It's
a good video worth watching. That
I don't recommend. Know. Is it like a smoked thing? Is it a?
The question is, do you want to see in cartoon or not?
I mean, yeah. I want to be in The Simpsons real bad. That's what I want. I want to be yellow and go into drinking Duff beer. So yeah, absolutely.
You can do that.
I literally just watched Across the Spider-Verse yesterday, and now I think it's real. Maybe. Maybe.
Nice. Like
the cartoons.
Yeah. This is
how many blue women were there? Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just one.
What if the blue lady makes it sexy? What if it's like a sexy DMT thing?
What sexy?
The DMT, everything. Everything
from now on is sexy.
Yeah.
Do you essentially become a god?
Yeah, I mean that is true.
It sounds like this is the closest thing, and they do think that Christianity might have been founded based on DMT LSD and mushrooms. So. Genuinely,
really,
yeah. There's a book on this. Yeah, really good book. The guy who deciphered the ancient sea scrolls talks about how he came to believe that the Christian religion was founded based on people's mushroom trips. So
amazing. You know what? This is man. Fuck, I've gone on a journey today. Like,
you want rabbit holes, man? You just come over here.
We're ready.
When we're on tour, we essentially just put on podcasts and audiobooks and shit and stand up comedians, and that's our van drive. That's nice. Fantastic.
You know what? You're gonna need a big one because it's a long old way up to Norwich. Frodo's fucking. Honestly, you're gonna love it, but you're also gonna hate it because as soon as you hit
4
like.
Hours, isn't it, I think.
Well, the trouble is, that's just getting from like the outskirts of Suffolk into Norfolk. Like, it just takes so fucking long. It's actually ridiculous.
We're seasoned. We do the North Devon special. We do the Ilfracombe.
I went there once as a child. It's very nice. It's nice. Very, very nice.
It flooded recently.
Did it?
It did.
Well, part of it. Yeah. We saw a video just completely out of the blue.
Is that the Facebook algorithm again?
This was the
TikTok algorithm. I know. There's a main venue. Well, there's a few main venues we play. Down at Ilfracombe, but one of the main ones we go over, and I was just scrolling as you do the doom scroll, and I was like, I know where that is, and it's literally a video of a car park that's like being completely flooded by seawater,
and like and this car getting like, rammed against the wall, dude.
Yeah, this car getting rammed, and I was like, I know where that is. Where is that? And it's Ilfracombe. It's outside the pub. It's outside
like, the venue.
The venue thing that we next usually play to is the other side.
We'll be there in November.
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah,
nice. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, to bring things back to the band and staying away from DMT and fucking AI chat.
What is that?
What's that? Well, yeah. DMT. What is that? Who's the Room Dragon?
How do you spell it?
Yeah, literally. I forgot what I was going to ask now. What's ahead for like 2023, 2024, like in terms of the band and things? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? We can talk about this because we had a live stream just the other day on our Facebook. If anyone fancies going over to have a watch in more detail, we announced a bunch of things that we want to do. So
amazing.
We're going to work on some acoustic versions of some of our current tracks. We're going to record those up. We're going to hopefully release a few of them. We may or may not be recording a cover of one of the songs that we play quite a bit live. We want to put that one sort of, get like a definitive version of it that we're happy with. And then we can sort of, play it live a bunch more times. And then it's, then we've got a record of it, you know, for us especially. And also, I think it's a pretty good cover that we do. And I'd love to possibly bring on a guest singer for that one.
I'm not saying I got the pipes, but no, I haven't got the pipes. I'm sorry. It's because I'm holding this microphone. I think I'm in a fucking death metal band. Good. As I said earlier,
feel powerful. I get that.
It's just the worst.
Right. So my wireless mic is thicker and longer. Now imagine how powerful that feels.
Are we still talking about the microphone? Are we talking? Sorry.
Bye, microphone.
Sure. Bye.
Who's my microphone?
You know what? I'm just gonna disconnect this. Fuck this.
It's very loud. It's a very loud microphone. So
actually adjustable loudness. My microphone is bigger than yours, and it's getting. I can make it as loud as you want. Got an on switch. Wireless up to 200 meters away.
Which is gonna be great when you're
I won't say what I was gonna say.
Fair enough. Just slowly converting short advertising material to Pornhub titles. Yeah, brilliant.
I love that. No. Definitely won't do that.
Yeah, so we're gonna get a cover out. We may do a second one. We're gonna do a cover of a Christmas song around the Christmas period.
Amazing.
Not the one you guys would expect. So check that out if you're seeing us around Christmas. That'll be really cool.
So I say this podcast is probably going to go out mid-November. So it's going to kind of be like that Christmassy time anyway. So
perfect.
What is your favorite Christmas song of all time?
No, because then if I tell you that, you'll know what the cover is.
What's your second?
Oh shit, it'll be mid-November. Who cares? I like Xmas by Corey Taylor.
That is a good song.
It's cool. I like the bit where he says "Hi, Simon" at the end.
Yeah, that's quite fun.
Because I think he's talking to me.
That's quite cute. I like that.
Yeah. So you know when a song really speaks to you?
Yeah. Corey Taylor literally does. Simon. Yeah, like
it's weird.
Yeah,
it certainly caught me off guard the first few times. I thought I was hearing things.
I think probably
it's Corey Taylor under your bed.
Oh God, that's a terrifying thought. Isn't
his neck
it?
Wouldn't fit.
He wouldn't fit under your bed. That'd be.
Dontara.
I did see actually online that he's like struggling with his health and shit, isn't he? Like he's becoming like the new Ozzy Osbourne, because you know I'm convinced Ozzy's actually passed away at this point. If he has genuinely passed away before this podcast comes out, that was a joke. I didn't know. I recorded this in October.
I saw him.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Convinced that he'd already passed away at that point. So
Headline and download. He was.
When he played there, I was convinced he'd already passed away before then.
Yeah,
it's kind of the minimum requirements for defining alive. I think where he was at. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Just wheeled.
We found rocks on Mars that have more life. Bless him. Nah, he's a fucking legend. I don't know how he does it, man.
Nah, he is. You're fucking.
Been through everything. Have you read his book?
I have. No, yeah, I have. It's very good.
What a wild man, dude.
So yeah, how he's still alive? Lots of DMT. We've been told.
Probably.
the blue woman keeps healing him. Yeah.
They must be friends.
Sharon's just getting upset that she's not the blue lady.
Yeah. She's painting herself like an avatar every single night. I'll be blue for you.
It was me.
It was always me, Ozzy.
Oh, dear me. I love it.
They absolutely missed the trick not bringing Ozzy Osbourne on as one of the X Factor judges, in my opinion.
Yeah, imagine that. I'd watch that. I'd watch that every day. I thought you were very good. I can't remember what you sang, but it was very good.
You know what's really funny? Like, I am on my kind of YouTube algorithm quite a lot. I keep seeing these YouTubers who are reacting to like shows like Little Britain and like X Factor. Oh, how brutal they were. And it's like, this is like, stop trampling all over our British fucking legacy. This is like top tier fucking
Britain.
That's
heritage.
How we talk. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going on in my head.
I'm the only gay in the village.
Yeah.
Man, I watched Little Britain recently. It was very good. I don't see any issues with that program.
It's good. Yeah, I was gonna say it's not fit for consumption in 2023 with the woke brigade, but hey,
for modern audiences,
modern audiences, literally. But it is funny.
Frail audiences, is, you mean?
Frailer men.
Just like if anyone's seen that show, the bit when the lady. Is in the pub and she's like, oh, but I'm a lady, and that whole sequence is just the fucking it's just the fucking funniest thing. But yeah, you couldn't do it now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I thought it was always kind of like they were very much pointing fun at themselves, and I thought it was always good. You know, it was in good. It wasn't like it wasn't nasty.
No,
it was
no one was the victim. You know, they were just there.
Having a good time.
Something funny.
Britain was the victim, and we loved it.
We are the...
I mean...
Literally ripping the shit out of English culture. We're like, that's so good.
Yeah. sipping our tea. That was so good, Margaret.
Margaret!
Actually, have you seen the viral the clip of the Scottish lady getting off a bus... And she goes, bye, driver. Literally every time I see anybody down.
And I'm saying, we were literally saying that the other day when we were packing up from the gig. We were literally saying exactly that. Yeah.
So good.
I think memes inform a stupid percentage of our conversation in this band.
My brain power in general.
Just like... My brain is about 60% like useless shit, 40% memes. Like it's just all the memes. I love a good meme.
We the problem is we've started trends that we don't mean to. So a lot of our musician friends, colleagues, guys who we share the stage with, fans, and a lot of people that we sort of just do general work with in the band now say things that we say that we don't want to say in the first place. So I've got a lot of friends now that will spontaneously just go, come. Or hello kitten.
That's the one. Once you say kitten. It once, that's it. You've opened the door in your head.
I did it on stage once by accident, and since then it's stuck as well. Everyone, it's like, all the time. Can't. Yeah.
Okay, everyone calls us kitten. So I'm not going to cut this out of the podcast, what I'm about to say, so I'm just going to say it, right? But do you ever, I have this really weird thing, right, where I get overtired. And I don't know if you're aware of that concept where you're like, you've hit the tired wall and then you start going the other way, right?
That's right now for me, right?
Yeah. And
why do you think I'm so giggly talking about magic serpents, dude?
Like, we'll be, it's a proper like in between us bit when they're in the car and he's like, oh, Bob, Bob. And he's like, what do you fucking say? He's like, no, I didn't say that. Like, I can't repeat what I normally say to Rebecca. It's nothing real bad, but it's just very explicit. And like, she'd be like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm really fucking tired. I need to go to sleep. Like, but the thing I catch myself doing it at work, right? So, because I work in a pub, and by the way, I got promoted. I'm a supervisor now. So I've got to have like a level of responsibility, right? So
no, you don't. That's a lie.
Yeah, but the thing was,
don't you understand how tyranny works? You now get to do literally anything you want.
Fuck yeah, bro! I love that. So as the swing door for the kitchen like shuts, the waitress in front of me didn't mean to, but like hit my foot, right? And it hit my foot. And when I get really, really tired, I'm driving, I just say just this random shit. So I just went, "Ow, my fucking pussy hurts." And I don't know why I said it. Like, it was the middle of the fucking hour. And I literally just went, I'm going to have to do it away from the microphone. Hang on. I just went, my pussy hurts. Like, and I don't know why I said it. But because I was just really fucking stressed and really fucking tired. And she went, what the fuck did you say? And I went, nothing. I said absolutely nothing.
How old was this woman?
Baby, oh, yeah. She's like 20 odd. It's fine. Like, it's all like, but yeah.
No, because in my head, it would have been way better if she was like a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Like, tell me about it.
Same, bro.
But you know what that is though? Again, going back to the meme thing, that is because there is a TikTok I watched of guys in their 20s getting like hurt. They're like, oh fuck. Guys in their 30s like, oh, that really hurt. And then there's like the Gen X is like, oh fuck, my pussy hurts, Danny, like, or whatever, like, just because like it's just so, and I got that from that, and now it's just seeped into my brain and I just say this random fucking shit.
That is immaculate, to be fair.
There's so many words that I've been told I can't say now that I used to say in school, and I don't know how to stop because it was addictive in school, and now I've been told I can't do it.
And now I have to.
It's so difficult, dude.
you know what the one is for me? Like, is we're talking about this at work because we got very fucking bored. We're talking about our favourite swear words, right? Just because they just feel good to say to someone. But if you're British, you'll know that some of these are like a mean of an endearment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like just saying, oh, you fucking dickhead. Oh, just fucking ring.
It feels good, man.
I can't say the C words because my missus is in the room. She might throw something at me, which is not good.
I can. Come.
Come. That's the one. Yeah. Yes. Come.
That's the magic three. You've done it three times. You will never stop now. That's it. Yes. You're just going to be walking down the street in your brain. You'll be half asleep. You'll go, come.
It's better like, so we made a habit of like catching it in the middle of words and just shouting at each other now. So if someone would be like, oh yeah, no, it'd be great if you come down later. I'd be like, come.
So it's right off, dude. I don't know.
You are going to be... You're going to be my fucking downfall tomorrow when I go to work, middle of a Saturday shift, and they go, Mac, can you just change about? Oh, come.
Come downstairs, you might come.
Yeah.
Lovely 60-year-old. Okay. Oh, is it all right if I make a booking and come in with my young family?
Come. Amazing. Dear me.
So there's a little mind virus gift.
Yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
This has been a fucking whirlwind. We have been chatting for 57 minutes, so I feel like we should probably take it to the hour. But let's wind it all the way back to the band where we started this. Yeah, room 101 again.
Further back.
We completely fucked that one off. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's fine. It's all good. 2023, 2024, lots of things happening. What are you personally excited for? What's kind of been your highlight of 2023 as well? Because as the year's coming to a natural conclusion, it's quite nice to go like, cool, that was some cool shit we did, you know?
I'll speed run that then.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously...
You don't have to speed run it, it's all good.
January, really slow. January was when we recorded the EP. Obviously, we came in January. Up in Cardiff.
Sorry, I'm really...
Dude, that'd be it now.
Yeah,
we're not joking. You are cursed.
Yeah,
you seem really happy about it.
You know, in Pirates Caribbean, when he gets the black spot, that's essentially you with the word cum now.
Yeah,
it's just written on his hand. He's got the cum spot. He's got it.
Damn, my perfectly black shirt's got cum on it.
So yeah, January the album,
recording up there was definitely probably the highlight. But like that was a full week of us just. We knew it was coming for a long time. We booked a Airbnb and we all stayed up there for a week. We had Callum's birthday over the week as well, so amazing. We had a big night out up there. Yeah, mate, I'd say that's probably the highlight. That was right at the beginning of the year as well, so we started it off really strong. But
we were looking at working with Ramesh for quite a long time as well, so it's been like something we've wanted to do.
A
real achievement.
He's got a fucking busy comedy schedule as well, hasn't he? Ramesh and Nathan, yeah.
Yeah.
Go put that joke back.
You know what? I watched the new Takeshi's Castle, and that's got Ramesh Ranganathan in it. But I wasn't keen on that. You know, he just come across a bit like he hated everyone. I was like, man, I think he'd be upset over Takeshi's Castle, dude.
I think he does. He does give off that vibe where I think he's probably a really nice guy, but he's got that like, kind of grumpy face going on.
Think he spent too long in London. I reckon that's what's happened there.
Yeah,
I reckon he's gone too far into the depths of London.
Too long around the general public is probably what happened.
Yeah, it's probably murdered his internals. Though.
I reckon he should come. He should come up to Norwich. You know, here we are. He'll sort it out then.
Yeah, come down to the Shires.
Come down to the
Shires. Great time we do.
We do. We drove our tractors on the road, and it'd be fucking quality. Simon, any kind of passing remarks for 2023?
Yeah, I mean, so again, yeah, working with Ramesh was absolutely phenomenal. We've been wanting to do that for so long. That felt like a really big achievement. But also this year, we've had some amazing gigs. We've been playing so many shows, and that's really the end game for what we want to do anyway. So doing so many shows, really, just in general, doing the little tours at the weekends, getting to meet so many like-minded musicians, and just playing great shows, connecting with crowds, and it feels like each show is getting better and better. I would like to say some of the bigger shows have been my favorite, but then we had a show just the other night. We headlined out at Bournemouth, which was probably about 70 people in the room, and that was amazing. Intimate, but it was wild, man. It was so much fun, such a good connection with the crowd. So yeah, just developing that connection really with our audience has been really my highlight this year.
Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. Gents, this has been fucking well fun. I could talk about serpents and AI all day long. This is if anyone has actually made it to this podcast, I commend you.
Congrats.
Legends. You've unlocked the final demon, the final serpent in the DMT library.
Guys, go watch Paul Smith's DMT sketch because
literally.
And then go watch a bunch of Reef One videos.
Oh yeah, we have music videos. Yeah, well, you do. My dog's in one, so that's good.
That is cute.
He's in Hero.
Lovely job. Yeah, thank you very much, lads. We will catch you up in Norwich. There'll be beers plenty and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely no DMT.
No.
Sorry, I'm just discriminating everybody.
Looking forward to you coming to a gig soon.
Come. Right, I'm gonna end this podcast. Right, I'm gonna stop recording. Right, peace out. See you soon. Lots of love. Bye. Ciao.